Of the more than 5,000 people who will hear CEO Tim Cook's keynote speech, Cook is especially happy to welcome one group, 350 young scholarship winners, part of Apple's commitment to develop a more inclusive workforce. Cook sat down for an exclusive interview to explain why.
The more people you get thinking about something that come at things from a different point of view, you wind up with a much better product that way.
Some of the students and young developers already have created apps, a chess game, for example, and this game called Color 5. Harshita Gupta is a senior at Fremont's Mission San Jose High. She developed an app to access stories from the school paper. She can't wait to network and to attend workshops in the days ahead.
Yes, meeting new people is definitely a big part of it. I'm not going to be afraid of asking questions and seeming stupid, because I think that's the point of being here.
Cook was especially impressed by one young woman.
We just met somebody that's 12 years old that already has two apps in the App Store. I mean, this is pretty amazing.
Kira Cawley is 12 and has been coding since she was 9. She doesn't perceive any barriers holding her back.
Everyone I meet is always really encouraging, and nobody has ever said, oh, you can't do it because you're a girl.
The organizations Apple's supporting to get more women in tech believe inclusion is critical.
If you look at all the groups that are largely left out of technology, out of the technology workforce, it's about 70% of the population. Women, underrepresented minorities, and people with disabilities.
Is there someone special you want to meet this week?
Tim Cook would be pretty exciting, yeah.
Tim Cook is a rock star to these ambitious students. He made a surprise visit at an orientation session and was quickly surrounded by selfie seekers. He expects some of them to be future leaders at Apple.
But if you look at things over a 5 or 10 year period, I think there could be a sea change in that kind of time frame. I really do.
In San Francisco, David Louie, ABC 7 News.